escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there. Oh, that was an ugly loss by the Phillies last night. Just ugly, ugly loss. I still feel good about the division. Oh, the Mets cut it to six last night. Phillies have to get one of these next two to get out of there when it's still at six. And away we go the rest of the way down the stretch in the NL East. But yeah, last night was just a bothersome loss. The Bryce Harper wearing the Mets cleats. Boehm complaining about the cameras at center field. You know, Thompson leaving the pitcher in too long. Romano, I mean, it was just ugly. 1-9 with runners in scoring position. Anyway, I need a cleanse today. I need like a mental cleanse from what that crap the Phillies were last night. So I thought, you know, today is FanDuel Futures Day. So I love FanDuel. That's where I bet. That's where I do all my sports betting. You know, every Saturday we'll have the NFL picks pod up during the season. I am thinking about a college preview pod. I'm actually going this weekend to Ohio State, Texas. I've never been to a big-time college football game like to that ilk, and I'm going out to Columbus on Saturday for that game, so I might do that later in the week, but it's Futures Day. It's FanDuel Futures Day, and I'm on the app this morning. I'm looking at what the different specials are. I want to throw some futures in, so I thought I would throw out today on the pod my five favorite NFL futures for Futures Day over at FanDuel. So these are the five bets that I am going to make. Now, for a couple of them, you could do them on a, you could kind of choose your own adventure. Right? You could choose this angle of the bet or that angle. Obviously, some have different value and all that. So I'll roll through them here. But my five favorite bets for the 2025 NFL season, my futures over at FanDuel. And I do encourage you, and I think it's just, you get good value. I mean, you get boosts on these things. You get, you know, the odds shifted in your direction. Today is a fun day to put some futures in over at FanDuel Sportsbook. All right, let's start with this. I'm going to get to a couple division winners and win totals, but my favorite bet of the entire futures that is available right now, the Buffalo Bills to be the number one seed in the AFC. I want to pull up the Bills' schedule. Now, the Bills have been a consistently excellent team for a while now. The Bills play in a division where they're the biggest favorite to win their division in pro football. So you can almost pencil them in as a top four seed. And then it's a matter of, you know, how far after that, you know, how many wins do you think they're going to get? And can they be the number one seed? So I believe the Buffalo Bills will be the one seed in the AFC. You can get that number at plus 270 over at FanDuel Sportsbook. Plus 270 on the Bills to be the number one overall seed. Okay, so let me pull up the Bills just quickly, their history and what they've done in the Josh Allen era, specifically the last 4 or 5 years. So the Buffalo Bills are coming off a 13-win season. And, of course, they played in the AFC Championship game. The year before, they won 11. Year before that, 13. 11, 13. So since 2020, they have averaged here. 13 and 11 is 24, and 24, that's 57. Let's do a little quick math here. 57 divided by 5. They have averaged 11.4 wins per season in the last 5 years. Okay, that's 39 and 22. No, I'm sorry, 61, 39 plus 22. I got the math wrong on this. They've averaged 12 wins a season. Yes. Divided by 5, excuse me, the Bills have averaged 12.2 wins per season over a 5-year span. Now, the first 2 years of that, those were 12-game seasons, 16-game seasons, and now, of course, they're 17-game seasons over the last 4. So you could kind of figure out the winning percentage and all that, but this is a team that averages 12 wins per season over the last 5 years. That's a large sample. That's the Josh Allen prime that they have been the best team in the AFCs by a mile. So I look at that, and I also look at the divisions they play this year. They play the NFC South, which is one of the worst divisions of pro football, and they play the other division they're playing this year. They play the NFC South, and then in the AFC, it looks to me like they are playing, let's see who got it. You got Baltimore, you got Cincinnati, you got Cleveland. They're playing the AFC North, which typically is a very difficult division, but I think this year there's a couple wins there. Also on top of it, their own division isn't a great division. You could project that as having maybe one other team that will go over 500, and that would be the New England Patriots. All right, let's dive into it quickly, because I have other bets I want to throw out. Their schedule. I believe there are two swing games. If they just win one of the swing games, they'll be the one seed. But let's just go through it. They host Baltimore in week one. They're a slight favorite. That game could go either way. I think the game is bigger for Baltimore, considering they have a tougher division to go through and all that, and they want to get the home game over Buffalo, but it's a big game. Baltimore week one. Let's give them a loss. Just play it out. Week two at the Jets. That's a win. Week three, Thursday night home Miami win. That's 2-1. Week four, home New Orleans win. 3-1. Week five, versus New England, that is a win, 4-1. At Atlanta, Monday, October 13th, that's a win. So that's 5-1, and that is with the loss to Baltimore in week one. Bye week at Carolina, 6-1. Sunday, November 2nd, home versus Kansas City. They typically win that Kansas City game in the regular season. Let's say they're 7-1 after that, okay? At Miami, that'd be 8. So that's 5, 6, 7, 8 wins. Versus Tampa, 9, at Houston. So they have a back-to-back at Houston, at Pittsburgh. I think they'll probably drop one of those games, okay? That's 2 losses right there. Home Cincinnati, it's a win. At New England, I can see them dropping that game. That's 3 losses. At Cleveland, win. Host Philadelphia, I'll put it as a win. And then the flex game versus the Jets, win. So I have them right now at 3 losses, and that is with a loss at home to Baltimore in week one, 14-3 with the loss to Baltimore. If you look, the Bills are favored in every single game they play this year. They could easily win one of the games I had them losing. That's 15-2. That's the one seed. The AFC West is tough for the Chiefs. The AFC North is tougher for the Ravens, with the Bengals being in that division and always the tough games against the Steelers. This is a number one seed schedule here for the Buffalo Bills, plus 270 in the Bills to go and get the number one seed. All right, let's stick with the Bills quickly and jump off it with the AFC East order of finish. You could have the exact order of finish within divisions on a FanDuel's future. In the AFC East, you get 6-1 on this bet. Bills first place, Patriots second place, Jets third place, Dolphins in last place. That is 6-1. So we already covered the Bills as the number one seed. Obviously, you're going to be the one seed. You're going to win your division. Let's go to the bottom here. One of my other best bets, so we'll kind of rope 2 into 1 here, is I'm going to bet the Dolphins under 7.5. It has been a disaster fest of a preseason for the Miami Dolphins. A lot of noise, a lot of chirping, questions about McDaniels. You have Tyreek Hill, who seems unhappy. Tua never seems to stay healthy. I don't like their defense at all. I don't like their pass rush at all. I don't like their offensive line at all. I don't think this is a team that is set up to be the best version of themselves. I think the league is caught up to McDaniel. And I think the Dolphins are in for a world of hurt. They're also in a division where the Bills are great. The Patriots are going to be markedly improved year two of Drake May and with Mike Vrabel. And I think the Jets, who I'll get to here in a second, will be a more buttoned up organization. Now, will they win 10 games? No. But the Jets could certainly be a 7-win team and a problem because they're going to play defense and they're going to run the football. When they play real teams, real quarterbacks, and it becomes more of a higher scoring game, they're going to struggle to throw the football with Justin Fields. But Aaron Glenn's going to bring a professional element to the New York Jets. He knows that city. He knows that organization. He comes from the Bill Parcells, Dan Campbell tree, Sean Payton. He will bring some toughness back to the Jets. So this one feels pretty easy for me to lie out. Bills, Patriots, Jets, Dolphins. 6-1, direct order of finish in the AFC East. All right, let's go to the Dolphins now. As the Dolphins, I am a Dolphins fader this year. The Dolphins look to me like a team that's going to collapse, and I could see it being a quick collapse. In fact, if you go back, so let's look at the Dolphins team history here and see what they've done under McDaniels, okay? Dolphins team history, they have not been, I'll say it this way, they've been okay under McDaniel. They have been a solid team. They haven't made anything better than that. 9-8, 11-6, 8-9. But if you go back now and think about that team in 2023, the 2023 Miami Dolphins, at one point, they're 9-3. Kind of reminds me of the Chip Kelly thing a little bit here in Philadelphia. At one point, the Dolphins are 9-3. They then went down the stretch of that season 2-4. So 2-4, and then they go 8-9 last year. So in their, 2-4, so that's 10. And they're 10-13 in their last 23 games under Mike McDaniel. This preseason has not been kind to them. Now, the schedule shouldn't be the most daunting thing, but how many games are you confident they're going to win? At Indianapolis week one, feels like a total toss-up game. Sure, they could win, they could lose. Versus New England week two, maybe a win. Drake May on the road. New England in the hot weather. All right, let's give them 1-1 their first 2 weeks. They scratch a win out. They'll get crushed by Buffalo in week three on the road. They're 1-2. They'll play the Jets on a Monday night game at home in week four. I'm not sure they win that football game. I think the Jets are going to be the tougher football team. So I'll go 1-3 through 4 weeks. They're going to lose at Carolina 1-5. Or 1-4. They're going to lose to the Chargers. That will be 1-5. At Cleveland, they'll probably win that football game. Let's give them a second win. At Atlanta, loss. Versus Baltimore, loss. Versus Buffalo, loss. Versus Washington, loss. They'll beat New Orleans for, what's that? So we're giving them a win. We're going to split the first 2 weeks. We're going to give them a win in Cleveland versus New Orleans. Then they have to go to the Jets in cold weather, go to Pittsburgh, host Cincinnati, host Tampa. I mean, my goodness, I got 2 wins on the schedule here. And I know I'm being very harsh, and they're probably going to win 3 or 4 more games and get to 5 or 6 wins, but this is a stone under. They're 7.5 is their number over at FanDuel. Give me the under, -110 on the Dolphins at FanDuel Sportsbook. That one is an easy one for me. All right, so we went through the AFC East combos, right? You got the Bills, the 1 seed at +270. Bills, Patriots, Jets, Dolphins as my exacta. In the AFCs, first place, second place, third place, fourth place. With that, of course, if I'm going 1 seed Bills, they're going to win their division. I'm going Dolphins last place. I'm also going the Dolphins under at under 7.5 wins. So there's my three prime futures to start us off.
On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel's Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. Take a flyer on the MVP race. Me, personally, why can't it be Josh Allen once again? Or crown your champion in August. And man, I'm going back to the Buffalo Bills. Why can't Buffalo get over the hump or parlay your division winner dark horses? Mark your calendars. This is your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bets now, because Futures Day is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game. Must be 21 plus and present in select states for Kansas in affiliation with Kansas Star Casino, or 18 plus and present in DC, Kentucky, or Wyoming. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. Call 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, or visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts, or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
Now, I'm going to give you two to finish this out. And you can take these. You could go with the longer shot or the smaller shot. I like the win total over for underdogs in both the AFC and NFC South. Let's start with Carolina. Okay, so there's two ways to bet this. You could bet the over 6.5 wins, which is minus 130 on FanDuel, or if you want to take the flyer at them to win the division at plus 420. I think it is in play. I expect some regression this season from the Buccaneers. Now, I expected it last year, and they went out and they played well. I've seen some people make a case they're in the Super Bowl mix in the NFC. I don't see it. I think there'll be a little bit of regression without Liam Cohen. And they're getting a little bit older for my liking. So I think Tampa Bay has a little bit of regression. But, I mean, there's a reason why they are the favorites to win the NFC South again. I'm not dumb to it. I'm not naive to it. It's a good team. Mayfield, Irving, Evans, Godwin, Egbuka. It's a good offense. Kate Otten. The offensive line is pretty good with Barton and Wirfs. I do think the defense leaves a little bit to be desired. I think that secondary is a little bit weak, a little bit older at some of the linebacker positions. Vita Vey is a great player. I mean, they got to get some of their young guys to step up on defense, but I get it. I get why they're the favorites. But I like Carolina. I thought Carolina down the stretch last season really came on. Last 8 weeks or so, they played some good football. I thought Bryce Young turned a corner. And they went out in the offseason and they added. They got him Tet McMillan in the top 10 to give a legitimate top target on the outside. That goes with Leggett, who they got last year. They still have Adam Thielen as I record this. Now, that may be over soon. There's some rumors that they may trade Thielen, the veteran wide receiver, back to Minnesota. That's not going to move the needle much. Jalen Coker could be the number three. I think they have pretty solid depth at their running back, Rico Dowdle at number two. Their offensive line, they improved last year. Now, on defense, they went and got A'shaun Robinson. They're getting Derrick Brown back, who was out early last season. It's a difference maker. They had the worst defense in pro football last year. I think it will be much closer to, you know, let's say the 20th or 18th best defense in pro football rather than 32. I love the signing of Moehring in free agency. I love some of the draft picks they made and added on the defensive side. They went out and got a defensive tackle in Wharton from the Chiefs. They've improved. And I think J.C. Horn becomes a true star in the secondary this year. So I love the number for the Panthers at over 6.5 wins, and I'll sprinkle the plus 420 to win the division. Now, my favorite one and my worst to first story is the Tennessee Titans. The number one overall pick with Cam Ward there. There is a sense of a breath of fresh air in Tennessee. I love the work ethic. I love the personality. I love the arm. He reminds me of young Dante Culpepper. And I think there was a sense in that building last year with Tennessee that their quarterback play was so bad it was holding them back, that they weren't as bad as they were made out to be because the quarterback held them back. Okay, so you go last year, the 2024 Tennessee Titans, they were a bad football team. There's a reason they had the number one pick. They won three football games, and that's bad. But, you know, you kind of look under the hood a little bit, and week one, they should have obviously won the game against the Bears. They lost 24-17, abysmal offensive play by Levis. Week two, 24-17 lost to the Jets. They could have easily won that football game. Week six, 20-17 loss to Indianapolis. They could have easily won that football game. So I just picked out right there three games that could have easily flipped the other way if they had just gotten, and I mean competent quarterback play. They lost a 10-6 game to the Jaguars in week 14? That's four games that it could have flipped the other way on a dime. They lost to Jaguars again on December 29, 20-13. That's five games. That if they get competent quarterback play with their defensive line, I think their offensive line is going to be much improved after the improvements they made to it, adding depth, Skoronski coming into his own, their high draft picks, Callahan there. I don't love the South. I don't love what the Texans have going for them on the offensive side of the football with the running game right now. I think they're going to be a very mediocre team. I can't bet on Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson and all that nonsense in with the Colts. That's a 7 or 8 win team. The Jaguars are fool's gold like they always are. That's a 7 or 8 win team. There's an opportunity here for the Titans to sneak up on everyone with the number one pick, win 9 games and seal this division. Over 5.5 wins is minus 145 on FanDuel. I love that. I think Tennessee will be in the 6-7 win range almost by accident with Cam Ward. And then give me the Titans AFC South plus 650 to sprinkle on them to win the division. Now, if you want to wait on Tennessee and bet them a little bit later than normal, if you want to wait into the season, I think Tennessee, if you're a survivor player, is a good bet to lose week one. They're on the road with rookie quarterback against possibly the best best defense in football in Denver. They're probably going to go 0-1. That's when you bet them. That's when you come in and bet them. Then they get the Rams at home, Colts at home, at Houston, at Arizona, at Vegas, New England, Colts, Chargers, Houston, Seattle, Jackson. Look, after week one at Denver, and I guess you can make the case LA week two, but they're back at home. After they go to Denver in week one, I don't see a game on their schedule that I will say no doubt they're going to lose again until probably Sunday, December 14th at San Francisco, followed by Sunday the 21st versus Kansas City. Those two will be losses. But the other games, they could split all those. I mean, let's say they go 0-1 against Denver, right? Then they have one. They have Rams, Colts.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Texans, Arizona, Vegas, New England, Indianapolis, Chargers, Houston, Seattle, Jacksonville, Cleveland. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 before San Francisco. They could easily split them. Or go 7-5 in those games. 7-5, they're 7-6 heading into the stretch of the season. I mean, we're talking about a team that could absolutely get to 9 wins and steal this division. I like this Titans team. My futures for 2025 over at FanDuel. Titans over 5.5 wins, sprinkle the South winner at plus 650. Panthers over 6.5 wins, sprinkle the NFC South winner at plus 420. Dolphins under 7.5 wins, Bills to be the one seed, and exact order of finish, 6-1 odds over FanDuel. Bills, Patriots, Jets, Dolphins, that's the AFCs. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed's sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.